Of course, the day of remembrance of our particular relationship with the Jewish community serves to remind us of our roots in the Bible, in the Word of God, and reminds us of the fact that the whole reality of the New Testament can only be understood against the background of God's intervention in the history of the Jewish people. History has not been kind to this relationship, and we carry a heavy burden of sad memories, which in more recent times, inspired by the teachings of the Second Vatican Council in the document Nostra Aetate, Jews and Catholics, Christians in general, are making great efforts to know each other better and to understand the reasons behind our differences and behind the conflicts and tensions that we have had. And we are making good strides, I would say, in our formal dialogues with the Jewish community to overcome the kind of prejudices that led in the past, and sometimes even, unfortunately, in some places today, to lack of respect for the Jewish people and therefore a lack of support of them in the difficult situation sometimes.
Are you hopeful that as we look ahead to celebrations marking the 50th anniversary of this important half century since the Second Vatican Council, this may perhaps give a further impetus to this dialogue with the Jewish world?
Well, anniversaries always serve to bring about a kind of renewal of the ideals and the great expectations that the document of the Council on our relationship with the Jewish community has brought into focus. I do think that on the 50th anniversary there will be an opportunity to renew our commitment to this relationship and to perhaps I would like to see it as an occasion to make better known in our Catholic world the deep theological reasons behind the need for a much improved relationship with the Jewish people.